like I see the muscular. Cause if I had a clutch on a magnum.
Keep this another point in my game. And I'm a god figure pouring the rain. I'm a real one, too much of a force to contain. When I'm forced for a page, for the thoughts of the brain. By any means, I'm pure spit to say. Well, I depict some strict too much for the man. And I keep calm remorse, it's a spray. When I'm letting off, different attitude on the man. See you making that tea in the bastard. Most of these MCs are straight gassed. Yeah, they getting paid on a day of savings. But another guy's on dream from Mad Men. Lagging up while I'm racking hits. Wait a minute, I'm sick with the lyrics. So you best be backing up. Better with a little more flesh to matter. Cause when I rap to top balls, watch out, man's castle.
Cause if I had a clutch on a magnum.
Muffin Man?
Well, sure, he's down on Drury Lane. Why?
Because we're gonna need flour. Lots and lots of flour.
The Muffin Man!
Guidance is internal.
Guidance is internal.
Sorry, wrong intro. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Wild at Heart Radio. Oh, shit, wait, no, I don't have a voice box for that shit. All right, let's try it. Take three. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Keeping the Count. There we go, that's the correct term for it. All right, I'm obviously your host for this evening, the awesome Aussie Beeman. I have no idea where Count is tonight. I hope he's probably off gallivanting with the ladies like he always does. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. Well, we've already got heaps of callers here tonight, and shit, we've got a lot of people in the chat tonight. There's some odd faces here I haven't seen in fucking donkey's years. I mean, Kato motherfucking Steel is finally in the house. God damn. I mean, here I was thinking he was on a deserted island. But, hey, you get that. And then we've got Hot-Headed Red, the most gorgeous redhead in all of Unstoppable, hands down. She's actually decided to make an appearance here tonight. And someone I haven't seen since my fucking Misfit days, D'Angelo, who was formerly Christopher D'Angelo, is now D'Angelo, the era of decadence. Holy shit. We've got a lot of names here tonight, and we're going to get stuff kicking right now. Alright, but I'm going to get some of these callers and see who they are. So, I already know who the first one is.
Hello.
It's everybody's favorite Canadian. Not mine, but everyone else's favorite Canadian.
You're so full of poop. You love me in your own way. Come on now.
Yeah, I take you in strides. I think I take you in strides.
Exactly. See?
Yes, that's it. That's indeed right. Now, I do know who one of these people are, but she normally just listens in, so until she tells me otherwise, I won't bring her on. See who this other person is. Area code 702.
You know who the hell this is.
Oh, it's Terrell, the motherfucking Troop Johnson, a.k.a. Old Troop. Take the rest from me.
You know, I'm listening, waiting for one of you guys to make a full audio show so I can laugh at you. So, I'm you right
okay. Well, you're being
aww,
Mr. Logical.
Legacy up.
If you're being logical, I can put you back on mute if you want. but, yes, we'll wait and see, guys. And get to our next caller. I haven't seen this fucking area code before. It's area code 661. In the words of Tank, who that, who there?
Who that, who there?
Okay, you don't want to talk. Fine. Put you back on mute. All right, guys, we're in for a great show tonight. I have no idea what we're going to talk about tonight. Obviously, as I'm not in Unstoppable as much. But I have been informed that apparently we're going to get a live midget on here tonight. We're going to get a live midget. He's going to sink tonight. It's not even open mic night. Juicy, you're fucking a week late. But it's all good. Alright, but we'll find out who it is. And Caden, everyone knows I'm a fool out of myself every day, so it's not really news to anybody. I do think Miss Question Kelly wants to be brought on, so Question Kelly! You there? Hello? Kelly, you're unmuted. This is where you talk. And she says no. Okay. Never mind. All right, but Tank, what's been happening with you? I mean,
with me, man. Upcoming pay-per-view, I'm up for the big belt in RWS, excuse me. I'm not even high, what the hell. Yeah, and I'm going to be going up against King Outlaw, my mentor, my coach. So it has now been decided by Ellie and Shellykins, of course, that I be trained to go against King Outlaw. King Outlaw knows every move I'm going to make.
Well, I'm sure you can beat King Outlaw. I mean, that guy's about as fucking rusty as nails, but...
I did beat him my last match in a show. I believe it was for Hounds of Justice. He had to wear a bib for 24 hours. Yeah, I beat him there. That was, last time I beat him. So it's not a big deal. It's not like you can't beat him.
Sorry. Kelly, for some odd reason, I can't see the full fucking chat thing here, so I can't see what the hell you're writing to me. So if you want to be brought on air, just tell me in the chat screen there, because I can't see it for some odd reason. When people send me private messages, I can't see the shit. But I'm definitely intrigued. I would like to see what Dinklage is going to sit up. I'm just hoping he's not going to sing Munchkin Land or something like that. Because if he does, then I'm going to just cut him off straight away. I can't stand that shit. I'm sorry. I have nothing against midgets. I have nothing against them. But if you start singing like a Lollipop Girl or Munchkin Land, no. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, we can't hear you right now. We heard you last night. You're cutting in and out real bad, D-Man.
Am I? Shit. Well, that would be fucking right. I really got to get a new microphone. It's just really fucked up. I have no idea why.
Well, that sounds a lot better now. You're fine now.
All right. But you know what, guys? Tonight we're going to have a great show. I am going to do my best. piss people.
You know, Piss Pete's going to piss people off. He just caught out. We all know what Demon's famous for. So, yeah.
I think I know why I cut out too. There's certain people trying to fucking hijack the show tonight, so. This is going to change from keeping the count, and it's like going to turn into fucking Misfit Hour. That's what it's going to turn into. I swear to God. Because we've got D'Angelo here, we've got Caden here.
Oh, yeah.
Judgment's fucking. I know Judgment's talking about.
We got some sick ass folks, some of the best of WU in the chat. And here he comes, one of the bigger ones himself.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
Hi guys.
Head to the front and the back of you.
Hi guys.
The world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointed at you.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
Hi guys.
Head to the front and the back of you.
Hi guys.
The world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointed at you.
I'm the Messiah, I'm anti-celebrity, I'm anti-war, like John Lennon in the 70s. Dead celebs, the movement, you're the student. It's time to change the world, kid. Here's the blueprint. Something smells like teen spirit. Like Kurt Cobain's coat came back and wrote these lyrics. Here for America to listen. With a million angry misfits screaming, fuck the system.
Yeah.
I'm the pain in Axl Rose's diary. That's why an appetite for destruction lives inside of me. I'm not your typical.
Wow.
Oh my fucking God.
Caden, what the hell's going on?
Well, my ears were bleeding.
Mine was. My ears was bleeding so bad, my nose was running.
Yeah, running away.
Yeah, I mean, we got, look, out in the chat, we have our head, Red, D'Angelo. So what's going on?
Well, the show, not to say the name wrong, but the show was tanking bad. Tanky, no offense.
It was tanks and what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, tanking. Tanking bad.
Oh, that's
like going down the tubes. Like it was getting jilled off real bad and it was, there was no
like,
spit or nothing. It was horrible.
Basically, what he was saying, it was kind of going down the fallopian tubes, kind of like Amadeus' hair gel. Yeah.
He doesn't have fallopian tubes. And how are you going to get hair gel in the shell school?
I don't know,
like
but you know,
dog.
We actually came here tonight because we have
hair
a mission.
Gel as lubricant, but
we have something for where's B-Man? Is B-Man around? B-Man?
I don't know.
He was here like moments ago, like just before the music was on.
B, my buddy, B-Man.
Well, what it is, he's talking in a can with a string. It takes like 20 minutes for his voice to get over here.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? What do you want?
You know, B-Man, we do have something. We, myself and Caden, and on behalf of D'Angelo and Hothead Red out there in the chat, we do have something for you tonight.
You're fired!
That just doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. And he's always good for it. You know, messing with B-Man is like jumping a crystal cheeseburger.
Actually, messing with B-Man is mostly like, I don't know, slapping around kids at the Special Olympics. I mean, it's so easy.
Did you hear about B-Man losing to Amadeus, Caden?
I did not, because I would have expected that anyway, but...
You lost to Amadeus. You want to admit losing to Amadeus, Caden? Come on.
I would not admit it. No, absolutely not. I'd probably kill myself afterwards.
Hold the fuck on.
You lost to Amadeus. Oh, wait, here he is. Here he is. Let's see. What you have to be, man.
Yeah, you can try hijacking the fucking show, fuckers, but that shit ain't...
Hijacking the show? What? It's our show. It's Misfit Radio.
Yeah, it's Misfits Radio.
I didn't lose to Amadeus. I got jumped, like I've said so many times. And Amadeus is still to find out who did it. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like one of the Brotherhood of Violence little bitches that are running around in their little vest trying to be the cool kids in school. But here's the thing.
They are pretty cool.
they had any balls, they would have come and attacked me to my face and not behind my back with a fucking... I don't even know what
like
it was.
Kind of like we do, right?
I've always gone behind somebody's back and smashed them upside the head.
But you know, there's somebody that I forgot to pay.
You didn't
pay
go behind people's backs and attack them. You just went behind people's backs and stole their shit.
But you know something, B-Man? There's somebody out in chat that we need to acknowledge. One of the original, you know, there's a lot of misfits on here. There is one original lady. Godiva. This lady is like milk chocolate melting.
Dude,
your
I have
mouth.
Been laying
is
down
she?
My most finest work for years on this new original, and she's been deflecting it ever since.
And
I'm so in love with her.
It is my former wife, the one that I wish. I mean, the one that
I would love to make her my ex-wife.
She is my mad daddy.
Hey, Maddie.
Oh, Maddie.
Maddie,
will you be my ex-wife?
Only your ex-wife? You would want to keep me?
Well, I would keep you, but chances are, no, it wouldn't happen. You'd probably get rid of my shit.
Fuck you.
But I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah, I love you, too, Maddie.
And I love my daddy.
Yeah. The nicest I'm going to be all night, folks. Don't get used to it.
But while I'm here, I do have something I want to ask our lovely listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Throw it out there, babe.
Currently, it's come to my attention that because I am not playing WU at the minute, I shouldn't be at the radio shows. I'm just
saying
that.
I know what she's talking about. I totally know what she's talking about. I said, what's the point? It's the same when Addy was banned and wasn't around. It's the same thing. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry if I offended you or upset you.
Let's call
a
timeout on this.
That.
Time out. Somebody blow a fucking whistle. Maddie, who's talking out their ass?
I just told you. It's me.
What? Are you fucking kidding?
All I said is I didn't see a point. That's all.
How do you not
I
see a point?
Say...
It's fucking radio. It has nothing to do with it.
You know,
it's WU.
No, it's not. It's Blog Talk Radio.
I shouldn't be at the show, then fair enough.
I didn't say you shouldn't be at the show. I said, what's the point?
I still have friends that play the game.
That's okay. If I didn't play the game, I wouldn't be around. That's all. That was the point. It wasn't meant out of malice or meanness or anything. So relax, please.
I'm sorry. Judgment can hold on. In Tank's defense, okay. In Tank's defense, we can't really blame her, okay. We've got to blame the Canadian education system because that's just
oh,
fucked up.
Oh, please make that stop. Like I said, it wasn't meant as
the
mean,
Canadian
and
education
it's nice
system.
That people go behind
is it
my
really
back.
An education system, or is it just...
You know, I dated a guy one time named Canadian Education System.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I ended up leaving because I failed his class.
Actually,
school was not in
session. We're better taught than you are. We're better taught than Americans, so I think we're better.
That is why America is a bigger country than Canada.
Okay, how come? Okay, hold on. And we're the second country in North America. Thank you very much. Okay, now
Canada,
why are we taught American history, but you're not taught our history or anybody else's history but your own? Why is that?
It is the truth.
Let me. You're not even American. Shut up.
All right.
Here's what it is. We learn about our own history because our history has to do with everybody else's history because we're all there freaking saving everybody's ass. Mm-hmm.
You've claimed history as your own that's Canadian a few times. Banda Brothers is based on Canadians, not Americans. Thank you.
Canada? Yeah, Canada is our hat. More like our condom, man.
Yeah, we keep you fucking safe is what you're saying. Thank you.
No, more like you restrict and it's not real fun. It's a lot like picking up dog shit with your hand. You know it's there, but you don't freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Dinklage, Canada has history. It's called the Dougley Do-Right movie. I fucking watched it, and it's the most shittest history story I've heard in my life. It's fucked up. I really don't like it. But, anyway, enough of the National History Channel, because no one wants to hear that shit. So what the fuck is going on? I tell you what, I'd like to call in tonight, because we've got Maddie, and Maddie, we love having you on. Well, welcome here anytime. Doesn't
we
matter
need
if you're
the
retired. Yeah. Fuck yes! Where is Christopher D'Angelo? Get your fucking misfit loving ass in here. Because no one's heard you on radio in fucking donkey's years.
Because he's out there fucking donkey punching everybody in the back of the fucking head. He's a busy man. He's got shit to do.
But it is good to have so many of the original Misfits back together on air.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Yeah, I just joined his stable today.
You might as well. We're just renaming the fucking show Misfits Reunion Misfits Show. Do it.
Isn't this supposed to be a sing-off or something tonight?
Can't really do it without counting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's just an
interesting
thing,
can't you? It was supposed
to be. Listen, when Misfits are on the radio, it's the same song over and over again. A whole lot of people fucking crying, okay?
It was supposed to be Count Rafe Knock versus Dinklage the Imp.
No, it was better be Judgy. No, it was Judgy versus Dink.
Oh, well, there you go. Dink's here and Dink wants to fucking sing.
Dink's been practicing.
He is excited as fuck. But anyways.
Yeah, but I think we were going to sing that just because he's getting off to hearing me.
So it is good. It is good seeing the original Misfits, because it just takes me back to flashbacks of every fucked up thing you guys did in the past. It's just, and most of those were involving me, where you'd be hijacking the fucking shows and shit. But it's all good. Is Judge going to sing some Faith Hill? I have no idea, D'Angelo. You'd have to ask him. Or is Judgment like to call it Face Heels? But still the best moment in radio. But, Maddie, I didn't know. What?
What did you know, B-Man?
I didn't know that, like, Tank, like, voiced her opinion on people who were retired, you know, fucking not being on radio. I expected that sort of stupid shit to come from someone like, you know, Addiction, Pyrus, Stranglecock, or somebody. But it came from
like
Tank.
The thing. Yeah, it came to my attention, so I just thought while I was here that, you know, I'd just see if there was others that, you know, felt the same way, you know.
I don't feel the same way. You can come on any show all you want. Listen, bottom line is, you are entertainment value. Whether or not you play the game or not, it doesn't matter. You were good for the game, you're still good for radio. I mean, it's fantastic. Why wouldn't we want you here?
Yeah,
just because I'm not playing, it doesn't mean that
I just came back.
You know, I'm still friends with all of you.
I just came back last week. So in that 9 month span, I was on radio. I wasn't playing. You got a problem with that? Speak up.
I don't think anyone wants to speak up on that, Caden, because I know that you will tear them a new asshole and there'll be no lube added.
Yeah, you won't be as nice.
I don't
want to
touch anybody's asshole right now.
Kaden, you won't be as nice about it as I am.
Whatever.
But no, Maddie, everyone loves you. You're still known as the Motorboat Mama.
We're ready to sing.
Just waiting to call in. And then we'll get this singing off underway. So, Dinklage, we're waiting on you, brother. Get
sing it
here.
We're going to sing some Motown Showdown. And me being the respectful person I am, I'm going to allow Dinklage to call in and allow him to go first.
That's so kind of you, I am nice.
Kelly,
before we get to Dinklage, there is a lady that if I don't bring on, it's going to crush me. She's finally got her technical difficulties sorted the fuck up. So let's bring on Tank. I think it's Tank's daughter. I don't know. Let's track the fucking family trees around here.
Gives a fuck.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, Kelly.
And Caden, you can fuck off.
No.
Nah, you'd enjoy that too much.
I got standards, not with you.
I have higher standards, so I wouldn't give you a chance.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, can you guys, like, be a bit fucking sensitive? Like, it's like, I was saying you have standards and shit. Like,
where's
D'Angelo?
D'Angelo? I don't know. He's railing some chicken.
Why is D'Angelo in red? Why come D'Angelo in red isn't calling in?
I would love to hear from D'Angelo or friggin' even Hothead Red. Red, call in. I haven't heard you in ages.
For the love of God, let's hear somebody.
We're waiting on D'Angelo. I mean, Dinklage to call in too, right?
Oh, no, Cheryl, no one wants my psycho ex-fucking wife. No one wants her. I'm sorry. But
apparently, Dink is on hold. Somebody bring Dink on.
Dee's going to call in a bit.
Dink is on hold? What's his number?
Dink says he's on hold.
D'Angelo says they'll be calling in shortly, fuckers. You know, D'Angelo and Red have a new company out, which will allow D'Angelo to call in and talk about it.
I'm going to let D'Angelo talk about the stable, too, because it's badass.
Yeah, the state, it is badass.
We're stacked, dude.
We're stacked. We got so much. We got more male pubes in that stable than Amadeus has on his head.
All right, we've got him.
Amadeus has a lot of pubes on his head when people are smacking him in the face with it.
Well, that's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Gentlemen,
yes,
that is one of the original midgets of Unstoppable. Get in close, dude.
Where's he at?
Hello.
Oh, I can't see him. He's so small.
He's called back in.
Dinklage. Be there.
He's fucking unmuted.
Ding. Oh, Dinky.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Go ahead,
there
now.
You
can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Oh, hey, Dinkley. What's up, little one?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello there.
Yes, we're there.
I haven't heard the beep.
Well, you're here, Dink.
We can hear you.
Dang.
There I am. Hey, how do I sound? Do I sound okay?
Yes, you sound good. Can you hear us?
All right, good, because I'm trying a new setup over here, and I just want to make sure it's coming over okay.
Okay, Dinklage, do you need a box to stand on?
Shut
or
up,
a phone
Dougie.
Book to stand on.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, Caden, me
yeah,
and you
I,
stand
I,
back
I
here.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I can't hear you when I mute the show. When I,
okay,
when I mute
Dinklage,
the,
whenever you're ready, you start. You start off with your first song, and we will mute everyone, and we allow Dinklage to start with his first song.
Hang on a second.
Okay, dead. Come on, Dink, where's your music?
Come on, man. Okay, well, while Dinklage is getting his song ready, let's just get this shit loaded. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Motown Showdown. It's Judgment versus Dinklage. The imminent Dink, he fucking dropped again. For fuck's sake.
Well, you know what? Since Dinklage decided he wanted to draw, because I don't know what Dinklage is actually doing, I'm going to do my first song.
All right, sweet. Hello. Judgment's going to start his first song of Motown, so let's get this shit started.
You ready, Caden?
Yeah.
We got this in the bag. L.A. Proved too much for the man. Too much for the man. Be cranked. He's take leaving my life. He's coming to know said he's going. Said he's going back to find. Going back to find what's left in the world. What he left behind so long ago. He's leaving. on that midnight train to Georgia. Ooh, yeah, he's gone. Said he's gone on back. Ooh. Yeah, I got it, that one. Okay, that's my one. That's my one. Ooh, he's gone on that train. How to do, Caden? How to do?
Dude, that sounded hot.
Didn't I do good?
Oh, my God. I would buy it.
You would buy it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I'd,
it's
probably
Dinkley's day, yeah?
Touch myself.
I touch myself. I touch myself.
I'd be stroking my ego to
that would be available in stores everywhere. Judgment and the Misfits, Motown, Greatest Hits.
It's Judge and the Pimps. Woot, woot, woot. Together. Now, still no Dinklage, so I'm going to... Oh, here's Dinklage. Okay, it's his turn. Dinklage,
have we
are
got,
you there?
Have we got Dink back yet?
I think Dinklage is back.
Okay, Dink, I'm going to get you a step ladder. Here you go. Fucking, so you stay fucking put. Okay.
Dink!
You got me? Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, we got you.
Can you people hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my fucking God,
yes,
we can hear you.
What's going on?
Yes, Dink, we can freaking hear
yes,
you.
Yes, do you hear me?
Oh,
my God.
Sorry, do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Dink.
I'm here. I don't know.
I think...
We hear you, you motherfucking...
Oh, my God, somebody kicked Dink.
Aw, poor Dink. Yeah.
Is he calling in from, like, one of those little... toy phones, or what the fuck's he calling in with?
What, one
a
of them little on wheels?
Hey, Dink, I've told you once, I've told you twice, I've told you 50,000 times, dude, stop using AT&T. Fucking Jesus Christ. I'm gonna kill someone. Alright, Dink, can you hear us?
I don't know. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes,
okay, good.
And we want you to sing. Do you understand that part? Sing your
yes.
fucking song.
All right. There's background music uploaded. Do you want? Can you play that?
Oh, shit! If you can kind of organize this shit,
you're asking B-Man to do something technical. I should have just. All right.
I can do it. You need me to do it myself?
I should have just signed into the studio.
Where the fuck? No, seriously, where the fuck did you put it? Oh, how's it? Yeah, is it, yeah, never mind, I've got it. Here we go. Is it Dinklage's bitch? Anyways, I'm playing it anyways, I don't give a fuck.
No, that was last week's song.
You
feel like I'm in a fucking meeting.
All of
them.
Okay, hold on a second.
No, there, it's, Stop in the Name of Love, Keep Me Hanging On, and My Girl.
Oh,
fuck, does
wait.
That count?
Are you going to be able to do that or not?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I can hear you.
You've been holding up this whole fucking show for 20 fucking minutes. Hello, do you hear me? Like, fuck. No, someone's going to have to find it. Judge, I know you're in the fucking studio. Find the shit. I can't find it. Wherever kids put it, he's hitting the bastard.
B-Man needs his hand holding.
Hey, yeah.
You want me to do it? I could just do it.
It might be quicker if you just do it.
Let me just do it. Ready? For the we're gonna start with stop. Okay. Here we go. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Baby, I'm aware of where you go. Each time you leave my door, I watch you walk down the street, knowing your other love you'll meet. But this time before you run to him, leaving me alone on a whim, think it over after I've been good to you, after I've been sweet to you. Stop in the name of love
before you break my heart. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Here we go. I tried so hard. These nights I haven't seen him maybe once or twice, but his sweet expression worth more than my love and affection. This time before you run to him, leaving me alone on a whim. Think it over, haven't I been good to you? Think it over, haven't I been sweet to you? Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Think it over. Think it over. Try so hard to be patient, hoping you will stop this infatuation. It's now big deal together. I'm afraid of losing you forever. So stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. And I guess that's good enough, because this isn't playing over the speakers the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, you can faintly hear it in the background, but not very loud.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome!
No, wait. Oh, Dinklage, little Pibs. Did you hear that? Did that even work? Yes, little Pibs, we heard that. But you see, Dinklage, there's something that I need to let you know, because I actually liked your little rendition of your old school Motown showdown. But see, that, how do I put this? I'm going to take you back to a little bit of an older side of life.
All right.
Caden?
Yo.
This is a song for... This is what you wanted me to tell Maddie.
Uh-oh.
This makes me worry.
New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. April rains, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that Caden will say to you. I just came all over myself. I just came all over myself. It was sticky and sweet and salty. Yes, I knew that you would love it in the eye.
I don't know if that was Motown, but it was fucking funny.
It was the showdown Motown.
You mean You mean it was the come down city, but okay.
It was what we were supposed to do.
Holy shit.
You there, Sergeant G.
We've had Dinklage do all his three songs at once, and it lasted about 2 minutes. And we've had Judgment do 5 minutes of one Motown song and one extremely fucked up song.
So I got the one more. I have the one in the bag.
I'm a bit disappointed with Caden, due to the fact, when it came to the part with you saying, Caden's got these three words for you, I was expecting Caden to, fucking come in with the three words. But instead, it was Judgment saying the words. It's like, what the fuck, dude? This is like...
But you know, B-Man, because I'm Judgment, I do have my final song tonight is a special dedication to you.
Uh-oh.
When someone heard me say I was doing the Motown Showdown with Dinklage, they actually asked me, they came to me and they said, Judgment, would you please, please do the song for B-Man for me? Because this person said that for some reason B-Man, and I know me and Caden and D'Angelo and Hothead Red and Maddie, we all talked about it, and we decided that we actually feel like this is actually the song. The person wants me to sing this to you, B-Man, so B-Man, I'm going to do it. I got to. There's no other way. It's just enjoy. If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, B-Man, bring it to Strangleheart, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to him, he loves you, yeah, I hope you laughed when you left, but I know he don't wanna hurt himself. B-Man, take it to Strangle. Take your Strangle cock to him. Take it on home to him, 'cause he loves you. There you go, B-Man. From Strangleheart.
If Strangleheart tells you to sing that song, then he can fuck right off.
He wanted me to sell you. And, you know, as far as D'Angelo and as the Misfits, we actually think that we accept this, that he wanted you to do this. And, yeah, it's for you.
Hmm. Yeah, well, in latest news, and news that no one really gives a flying fuck about, Shane O'Malley has been permanently banned from Unstoppable.
What happened?
I don't know. Angel of Death just announced it in the chat that Shino went and got himself permanently banned. Well, if you were stupid,
but then someone said he hasn't been.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're dumb enough to go get yourself a fucking banned on purpose, well, then I have no pity for you.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
No!
Do you know?
No!
Do you know?
No!
Do you
know? No! God, please, no!
I'm sorry, your call did not be through. Will you please hang up and try your call again? This is the recording.
Hey, everybody. I'm fashionably late.
How dare you?
I know.
Fashionably late? So, you're a fucking chick now? What the hell?
So, wait. What? Strangleheart sang B-Man a song, and Judgment sang for him.
It's been an hour.
I know, man. I was doing a thing called sleep, and then I woke up, and then I came in. So, yeah.
I would have accepted an excuse of, like, you know, you were fucking tensed at once, or you were pissed off your brain, or, you know, you got attacked by the Brotherhood of Violence or some shit like that. But You fucking
well, I was just
slept.
Seeing if you could, you know, hold the show by yourself, man. I was giving you a test, and you seem to do pretty well. I come in, everybody's laughing. So good job. You passed the test. Good job.
Everyone knows
the eyes are all laughing at him, not with him.
Oh, well, of course. That's the most fun to laugh at, B-Man.
This coming from the man that couldn't even sing his own part for a fucking song. Like,
why would I take Judge's thunder? Why would
I
take anybody's
thunder?
Thunder? Come on now.
I like my thunder. What happened to it?
Oh, it's fucking crashing. That's what's happening to it.
It is. We crash it. Where's D'Angelo?
Yeah, lightning crashes, man.
Where is fucking D'Angelo?
Where's D'Angelo?
Yeah, Red? He said he was calling in. It's about time he joined.
Wow.
The, you know,
Red, Darwin, that's not a chick talking. That's Count's right, not.
Red, Red, calling me a lady.
You think Old West Count?
Yeah, this is Count, and you know, Red, Count's actually pretty cool. I mean, look at him. He's kind of a studly thing over
yeah,
there. He wears a crown. We tolerate him.
Yeah.
We have to.
Well, that's
we
very pleasant of you guys to tolerate me.
No,
yeah,
not,
I have
not
very
that.
Little tolerance.
Yeah,
and
we don't have
too.
Much tolerance. We actually came on to help your show tonight. And wait, and Count, speaking of your show tonight, wasn't there something you were supposed to do?
There was something I was supposed to do. There was.
Okay, what's Count meant to do?
It consists
good
of
question.
B-Man.
What am I supposed to do, Judgment?
It consists of B-Man and Maddie.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, he says B-Man did such a wonderful job while I was gone. I'm not going to, you know, replace him for Maddie permanently. What I'm going to do is have three co-hosts. You're lucky, B-Man. I was going to fire you today.
B-Man just got bumped
but...
down to third co-host.
Actually, yes, he did. Because, you know, Mad Cow is awesome.
You was meant to get fired right at the start of the show, but it is Count.
It's hard to fire you if I'm not here, so don't worry, buddy. I'll keep you around. I love you too much.
You've earned your grace by doing Count's job for him.
B-Man, you got
B-Man not is always the
person.
Janitorial staff. He was from Misfit Radio, Instigation Radio, and now here. Aw, B-Man, how's it feel to pick up the rest of the scraps?
Oh, dude, seriously, I would have happily fucking stepped aside for Maddie. I wouldn't have given a fuck. I was just like,
I like you too much, B-Man. I couldn't fire you.
As each of us all here know, Maddie is fucking awesome to look at, so why not? I'd say go for it. And we all love hearing Maddie's voice, and, you know, it would just piss Tank off even more if we put Maddie on every single week.
It would be lovely to hear.
Yeah, that must burn her ass that somebody that doesn't play the game is on radio.
I know. How dare I co-host the show when
oh
I'm not
God.
Playing?
You know what would really piss her off? If you and I had sex right here, right now on this soundboard.
Good try, Caden. Good try.
Move out the way when I'm passing through. I got head to the front and the back of you. I got the world in my hands, you can have it too. I got two middle fingers and they point it.
Caden, somebody's here.
Hello.
Who's it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Oh, my
hello,
God.
Hello, fuckers and fuckies.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't talked to this guy in forever. Everybody shut the fuck up. D'Angelo, what's up, buddy?
Hi. Don't tell me to shut the fuck up.
Oh. Not you. You're not everybody.
Oh, okay, then. I'll let you off.
Hello,
Eddie. Hey, how's the big boobs doing tonight, baby doll?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
What's up, D?
Oh, man, just kicking back, you know, been chilling with my woman tonight, listening to a little radio, fucking around the company, fucking around the stable, just doing the normal shit.
I'm pumped. I joined your stable. I'm about to join your company. Apparently, I got an invite there.
Hell yes. Yeah, we, going through, still got one opening right now in Decadence. You know, I had, with Addy getting banned, had to freaking boot him out. Can't be, you know, dealing with
Addy
that shit.
Addy got banned again?
Yeah, again, I ain't sure. I've heard this. I've heard rumors this ain't a perma-ban, but, you know, I can't. You know, plus this week we're in group three, and, you know, you're climbing up, you can't be.
Yeah.
This fucker going to get himself banned for a few days and fucking time out on matches. Fucking, I ain't dealing with that shit.
Yeah, you need active members.
Yeah, I mean, but it worked out. We had good, real good crew going. I'll let White Wolf leave the main stable to go head out with my lovely wife, Hothead Red, to kick off our second stable team, Team Obscene Decadence. So I was lucky enough to pick up Caden, take the one spot, and, you know, we still got one more to go.
Fucking right you did. Picked up an all-star there.
Damn right, you know. Fucking, we're doing a pretty good recruiting.
Even
football,
if I fucking
know.
Sandbag it and lose my matches, I don't care. I'm going to have some fucking fun and piss people off.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
How long are you going to stay around this time, Caden?
Right now I plan on staying around long term. I mean, I'm having fun again.
Oh, that's the main thing.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it got dull after a while. I had to take a break. Much needed, too. I came back, and when I come back, oh, my God, it was like a fucking reunion. Everybody else started coming back. Like, oh, yeah, I came back this week. Oh, yeah, I came back 2 weeks ago. Well, fucking A, let's get going. Oh, it's fantastic.
But there is one thing I want to fucking bury right now before we get onto the Misfit reunion hour.
Dude, I've been trying to bury my cock into Mad Cow all fucking day.
Ken, you've been trying to bury your cock in a Mad Cow for the past 4 fucking years. I think
that's
you can wait a little while longer.
I think every guy in Unstoppable has been trying to bury their cock in Mad Cow for like, what, 8 years?
Come
on.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mrs. Mad Cow, don't worry.
Like
don't
a little bit higher on the fucking totem pole. I mean, Jesus, I'm like at least top like 6.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying for 3 years. So Ken's got one extra year on me. So hey, that's fine. That's all good. But no, let's get to this fucking voting for who won tonight's Motown Showdown. Was it Dinky, or was it Judge? So we got 1 for Dinky and 2 for Judge. So guys, just voting because I want to get this shit out of the way ASAP and get back to the fucking show. Dinky, you did. You did all 3 of your fucking songs in one go. It was like...
He didn't. He only did one.
He did fucking 2. Well, at least 2.
He did one.
I heard, was it My Girl he did? Or whatever the hell it was?
No, he didn't do My Girl. He did Stop.
Oh, shit, sorry. I thought he did 2 songs.
No, he's only done one.
Good job, B-Man. Good job. Bring Dinklage back on so he can sing.
Yeah, we want Dink.
Oh my God, man! Can you do anything fucking right?
I was self-muted, okay? Cause can I do my song?
You can do whatever you want, dude.
Okay. Let me just set this up here, and off we go. I hope you hear the music.
I'm digging
set
it.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out of my life, why don't you, babe? You really don't love me. You just keep me hanging on. You really don't need me. You just keep me hanging on. Why do you keep coming around, playing with my heart? Why don't you get out of my life and let me make a brand new start? Let me get over you the way you've gotten over me. Hey, set me free. Why don't you, babe? Let me be. Why don't you, babe? You don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. You don't really want me. You just keep me hanging on. You say although we broke up, you still wanna be just friends. How can we still be friends when seeing you only breaks my heart again? And there ain't nothing I can do about it. Oh, wow! Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out of my life, why don't you, babe? Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out of my life, why don't you, babe? You claim you still care for me, but your heart and soul needs to be free. Now that you've got your freedom, you want to still hold on to me. You don't want me for yourself, so let me find somebody else. Hey, why don't you be adult about it and set me free? Now you don't care a thing about me, you're just using me. Go on, get out of my life, and let me sleep at night. You don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on.
Holy shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm calling this right now. I'm calling it.
That is a standing ovation right there.
The next two fucking songs are just bonuses. Okay?
Yeah.
And you fucking won this hand down. That's fucked.
I still have my girl to go, okay? Yeah, I have that one set up too.
The next two songs are just bonuses, guys. But fuck, you killed that song.
Thank you.
Count, I think you have a fucking singing rival here. I think we might have to do next week you versus Dinky.
I'm not doing a Motown showdown. Who the hell? I don't know. That's old music, man. I don't know that shit.
Hey, pick something. You know, I'll do something. Pick an era. I'll do 1940s. I don't give a shit. I'll do anything.
I'll get back to you on the era we pick, and then we can probably do that, buddy.
All right, we'll talk about it. No problem.
We'll do lunch.
I'm a professional, okay? I can do anything.
Count, same as I sound a lot like Elvis, why don't you just do fucking Elvis era?
God. Who sounded like Elvis?
Elvis?
I can do Elvis.
Well, soon. Left me, I found a new place to dwell. Right, we can pull that off.
Oh,
God. Impersonation night. I think that'd be
ooh,
cool.
You make me live. This world can give to me. I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Well, all right. Well, let's see. Well, JoJo has unfortunately dropped at the moment. When he comes back, we'll get him to sing his song.
You gotta love the Queen, folks.
But okay, so I see in the chat here you've got a war going on for, like, Maddie services.
Yeah, there's a war going on for Maddie services.
There is not a war, because Maddie knows where her loyalty is. We're not even fighting over it. It's not even worth it. She knows where to go. She knows where she's allowed. She knows where she what she wants
she's
to do.
She's allowed?
Whoa, yo, hold on.
Maddie
who can
go.
Allow Mad Cow anything?
She wants whenever she wants.
Well, that's what I mean. There's no war. There's no question. But...
Plus,
Mad
Cow's not really
war,
playing
I would
anyway.
Gladly step up and slap some people in the fucking face.
I'm
right
sure you have. It's been a while since slapped people in the face, hasn't it?
All
right.
Yeah,
well, we have Judgment back now, so Judgy, take it away with your third song, dude, and let's get this over with. Judge.
What am I doing?
Dink just finished his second song, so you've got your third song there today.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for the risk when you get home. Johnny,
just
baby,
a bit.
Get
just
home.
A bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I ain't going to do you wrong. Where you going? I ain't gonna do you wrong. I ain't gone. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you get home.
Just a little
bit.
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit. Just a
little bit.
Just a little bit.
Oh, I'm giving you all my money. All I'm asking. Darn you, Vinny. It's get me my prop vest. You get home. Oh, yeah. You get home. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, your kisses. So then, honey, I guess what? This is my money. All I want you from me, give me a hand job. Give me a hand job. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Drop on your knees, take out my behalf and CJ me. Suck it to me, suck it now, 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 suck it. Suck it.
Aretha Franklin just called. She said, "I'm the fuck out of you."
Oh, say, suck it, B man. Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, B man.
Holy shit! All right, that was painful. but Jink, let's get to your third song and then get to baby.
Get the third song. Okay, ready, guys?
Get wet.
Here we go.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day, and when it's cold out, well, I guess you'd say, what can make me.
My girl, I've got so much honey that the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song.
Hey, B-Man, Caden, I bet you $10. He doesn't even know we muted him, and when we go back, he's going to still be singing. Watch this.
You'd say, what can make me feel this way, my girl, my girl, talking about my girl, my girl.
That was good, Dinklage. I commend you, Dinklage, on that.
That was very great, Dinklage.
That was very good, Dinklage. We heard it all. Every
vowel,
every
moment,
every second. It just totally rocked, Dinklage. I give I. I oh, he's still singing.
Judge,
oh.
I bet you.
He's still singing.
I've got all the riches, baby. One man can claim.
Oh my God, where's the Ben Hill team when you need it?
Oh my God, he's still singing.
If you'd say, what can
he's still singing.
Feel this way, my girl.
Talking about my man, my man.
Shut up, bitch!
I've got
something
with my girl.
Music
I've even got with my girl. Talking about my girl.
We've only got 24 minutes left. Please shut the fuck up.
Oh, wow, it was harsh, man. It's harsh.
Hear that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
ladies and gentlemen.
And that's a good one. I want to congratulate Dinklage because Dinklage rocked it. I actually
that was a hotel showdown for the ages, people. Get to voting.
Okay. Guys, Star Wars is before fucking one Dinklage.
And
too.
While we're actually, yes, Dinklage, we heard you. And while
okay,
waiting,
all right, not a problem. I just heard everybody
waiting,
else unmuted talking through it, trying to trip me up, but you're not going to trip me up, okay?
We heard everything.
That's right. So you're going down. You're going down like an Asian airliner, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we heard everything.
You're going down like a Catholic schoolgirl on prom night.
And as while we're waiting on it, we're going to play B-Man's favorite song.
Oh, yeah. It's his favorite song of all time.
Amadeus style. LA style.
Australian.
They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, oh, you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know. So let's go. So all you bitches.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. All right. Well, it seems like people haven't gotten the memo of how to fucking vote. So with one fucking vote, just one, Dinklage wins.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, you made me so happy.
Dinklage got one vote, and that was from Dink's daughter.
Yeah, Crush and Kelly gave you a vote, and no one voted for Judgment.
Thank you, Kelly.
Oops.
You would think, with the fact that majority of this chat are like fucking misfits, that you would win tonight, but I don't think anyone voted. Oh, well.
I have to listen to the replay on that, because when I sang the You Keep Me Hanging On, I did like a scream, and I never screamed like that before in my life. It was like, whoa, surprised the shit out of me.
Just remember, when you go to listen to your rendition of My Girl, B-Man was singing along with you the whole entire time.
I heard. I was like, what?
He was doing good. He was all right there with you. It was like you and B-Man doing Sonny and Cher. I mean, it was great, wasn't it, Kate?
Yeah.
You know what the better part of that song was going to be? Is that when he sings, like, he silenced the whole room for 1 second. Like, everyone just went silent.
And then that's true. Where's Caden?
Yo, I'm right here.
What are you doing?
Just knocking people down a few pegs.
Ladies and gentlemen, B-Man, you were speaking earlier about this guy getting banned, or maybe not getting banned. Well, I have him. Ladies and gentlemen, my old stable master, though he was quite okay with that. The Shino Malice is live on Keeping the Count. Hello, Shino Malice.
What the fuck is up?
You may have been banned. Holy shit.
Now, before anybody gets anything misconstrued, I'm a fucking troll. Remember that. And,
obviously we can hear the vehicles.
Don't get too used to me. I will be banned. It is going to happen. Trust me. I'm going to make it happen.
Anything less from my nephew.
Wow, is that your main goal in life?
Yeah, is that all
my main goal in life is to get banned.
Oh my God.
Wait, there's nothing unstoppable can offer me. I've beaten everybody that there is. I've won every title that I wanted to win. Fuck it, let's get banned.
So you have a certain plan on how you're going to accomplish this, Shino?
Oh. I'm going to schemes. All I'm going to tell you is if you want to see the mayhem, just watch. All I'm going to tell you outside of that is if you enjoyed the show earlier, you're going to love what comes next.
All right, I'll be keeping my eyes out for that.
Anybody want to hit this week? Yes? No?
Sounds good, man.
Pass it over. Face.
Angel, it doesn't shock me that Shane I want to be bad. I'm just surprised that he does. He hasn't been already.
It doesn't shock me. I've been hearing what Shino Malice wanted to be banned for like 3-4 months now.
Like, seriously, I've only been behaving just because I've been doing Cyrus a favor. He asked me to join the Flexikins, and that's a good buddy of mine. If he wants me in the Flexikins, I'm going to be in the Flexikins. I'm going to give him 110%.
Yeah, I heard you're very flexible. I heard you're very flexible, man.
Yeah.
Let's just say I can stretch my pec from one side of my body to the other. It's called the Incredible Flex. You know, flexion incarnate.
I've heard it. Shino Malice. Speaking of flexigens, I've heard flexigens are so flexible that they can give themselves fellatio. I was just curious. Is that possible?
No.
We all
have our ribs. The only person that I know who can give themselves fellatio is currently on the radio, right, Judge?
Oh, is that a helicopter I hear? Somebody looking for you, dude?
Probably.
Oh, Jesus.
They just burned down another company.
Oh, man.
Shit, there goes the spotlight. Yep, they missed me. Fuck them. Keep going. That's Mordrin, not Walker.
Mordrin is in the same place that Spicy McHaggis is in. You'll find him at a local retirement home.
What was that B-man you cut out there?
Spicy McHaggis is in the retirement home? This is news to me, considering I just saw my grandpa yesterday.
Well, see, this is why I don't pay attention to fucking Unstoppable Family Trees, because it's just...
Family Tree is unstoppable and more convoluted than, well, anything. Nothing more convoluted than
Family Tree. I swear at least half of you guys in here are fucking your brother's sister. Swear to God.
Yeah, you're breaking up again, B-Man.
B-Man's been breaking all night. Come on.
What can you blame him? I mean, when he's that vertically challenged, it's only right he has a hard time carrying a...
Says the man that is currently on a fucking street rush while trying to talk to this.
Well, you'll have to forgive my brief pauses. I'm currently intaking in. I try to ask someone to pass this blunt. Or take it, shit, whichever the case was.
Sorry,
I'm sure it tastes lovely. I'm sure that one tastes lovely, man.
Like Kate.
So very good.
Kate and Preston said they had a fucking massive fight. Can you put those tables?
Hey, B-Man.
Spit out, B-Man.
Hey, B-Man, you start talking and you fade out to the distance. What's going on, man?
He's in Australia. He's underwater. I think he's in the Great Barrier Reef at this point.
Bring back some coral. So, B-Man, next open mic night, what are you going to sing for us?
It's raining, man.
It's raining, man. I like it. Caden Steele, I think you've just picked B-Man's next song.
Oh, that's hilarious.
B-Man, calling B-Man.
Oh, looks like we took over the show.
Earth to B-Man.
Yay!
Oh, well, it's just us.
I was saying I heard D'Angelo was coming on to sing next week, so I don't know.
D'Angelo, we're going to sing Decadence.
I thought it was Dinks v. Count next week.
Yeah. If you want, or Count, we'll work that out. We'll figure it out, right, Count?
Oh, yes. Right now, I can't guarantee anything at this moment in time, but we will talk.
We'll work it out, and we'll promo the shit out of it for an upcoming show. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
I suppose we'll let you off with that.
You're going to let me off?
Get you off. On the first word. Your first word out of your mouth got me off.
I know, right?
You got to give me at least 15 minutes.
I called in the show, and I was here for 15 minutes before I talked, but I heard Mad Cow, and I had to go on mute and just listen and, you know, relieve some stress before I came on air.
I went through a whole box of Kleenex here.
Have you done what?
Maddie, are you going to take this?
I ain't take anything.
No. I mean, I'm pointing at my cock right now. Are you going to take this?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not taking anything.
Yeah, don't take anything from Mr. You should know that.
Caden, what the fuck, dude? Since when the hell have you been busy?
What?
What? You're doing your arguing in the fucking chat room instead of doing it here where you're unmuted and the person you're arguing with is unmuted.
I don't know. I just feel like talking in the chat room. It's new to me, apparently. Trying something new.
Because I think you just like 15
minutes, Red. I got better rebound time than that. Fuck.
Caden, I think you just white's about 50 fucking years. Holy shit. Saying because of women like crushing Kelly, that they're the reason why women shouldn't vote, drink, or fucking drive. It's like,
And I care what he says. Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know, if I can defend yourself
here. There's like a pedestal I'm on, and I'm looking down at you.
And you need
so
to
the question is, who placed you on the pedestal, Kate? Who put you on that pedestal? Was it Judgment Freak Icon or King Outlaw?
Oh, pedestal. I thought he said pedophile.
How to catch a pedophile. Oh, I'm keeping the
count. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought he said, I'm on a pedophile. Like, what?
Yeah. Are you sure you're too... Aren't you too old to ride a pedophile?
I don't know. I don't have standards.
Let's see. We've done Motown tonight. We're arguing about women's rights. And now we're talking about pedophiles. Welcome to Michael Jackson Hour. What the fuck? Jesus. Everyone calm the fuck down. This is getting ridiculous.
B-Man, you really need to get a new headset.
Yeah, dude.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You know, if you're going to co-host with me and count, you need to not be breaking up all the time.
Now that you got bumped down to number
we'll just give
three,
him like a little 5-minute segment on our show.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's starting to make mouthwash.
You got to cut that out. Quit wiggling your finger in your mouth when you talk. Or get the cock out of your mouth, as they say. See, he's defenseless. He's not coming through. That's the problem. We can pick on him.
What the man, I need these microphones, seriously.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
Why did he get bright
denied.
Here on the side?
Denied. Thanks for that. I feel we had a very divine, inspirational moment here.
Alright, guys. There's only like 10 minutes left remaining in the show. I think we've actually got.
Damn, that went quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I was here the whole time. It went so fast.
Yeah, cut your time.
Fuck off, I'm on the radio. Fuck off, I'm on the radio.
Oh, God.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. Fuck off.
You tell him. You tell him I'm coming.
Fuck off, I'm on the radio.
Someone's having fun on the soundboard.
Yes. Anyways, we've got the Brotherhood of Violence radio show, which is actually either on now or on after this show, I don't know. But I'm definitely going to go and listen to that. But does anyone have anything they'd like to promote while we've got 9 minutes left?
Shameless promotion? Sure, I'll promote. I am now GMing for Angels vs. Demons. If anybody wants to join ABD, it's a nice little storylining company. Give me a buzz. This is Dinklage the Imp, by the way, in case you don't know.
Oh, we know.
Thank you, thank you, my adoring audience.
I'm done. Next.
Crush and Kelly, you have been unmuted, so do you have anything you'd like to wrap us up and fuck off Caden?
I have a company, Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling. Let me put the link in the chat.
Did you say Hounds of Justice or Hounds of Hardcore?
Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling.
Maddie, even though you aren't in Unstoppable, is there anything you'd like to promote besides your big double D's?
Never mind. No.
She's flustered.
Right. Yeah, Maddie got flustered as soon as I brought up double D's.
Only because, disgusted in B-Man for not even getting it right, but hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Her big E. Okay, just... Sorry.
Still not right, B-Man.
Holy shit. What, double E's? G's? H's? What the fuck? Come on, you fucking opened the door now. You might as well promote it.
No, the show is not to promote my boobs.
It's PG-13.
Well, the boobs are too big to be promoted on radio. You know, one boob would be like a 2-hour segment.
Well, let me promote it in my mouth, and we'll take care of that.
Hey, calm down. Calm down, horn dog.
Behave.
I behave all the time.
Yeah.
Just bad behavior. I've heard about you.
Judgment, do you want to promote anything? You're fucking here.
I think
do you want to promote something?
I think he went out. He had to run some errands.
What about
he had to go call Freak Icon and get him some foot lotion. True story.
I think he's getting a foot job right now, but whatever.
Yeah, Judgment.
Oh, maybe
Judgment.
Judgment.
What about Jack off on the Queen Mary?
What about you, Caden? Seeing as you are returning or have returned, have you got anything that you want to promote?
I want to promote my return to Decadence. I mean, Jesus, it is a fucking stacked stable, and we're going to fucking kick some ass. And honestly, I may sandbag it and lose like 19 matches, but fuck, who cares? I'm going to have some fucking fun. You guys better all watch out.
Holy shit. All right. Do tune in next week, because we are going to have a fucking Counts Rafe Knock versus fucking Dinklage in a...
In some kind of clash.
So I'm told, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
And just tune in for all the usual bullshit that we do, piss people off and entertaining the fuck out of you guys.
Oh, I'm back. What are we doing?
Oh, just promote something. You have 20 seconds to promote something, Judgment, and go.
Okay, I'm going to promote. I'm just going to promote what me and Caden always do.
Kitty, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Oh, Kitty.
Oh, hell.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that seems about right.
And on that brilliant fucking note count, you can take us out. Fuck it, hell. Holy shit.
Wow. I think on that note, I'm going to promote REWF Graveyard Radio. And, well, there's no other companies that really matter, but they're all great companies out there. And I have nothing else to promote other than... Tune in next week where I will lose to Dinklage. Is he the elf? The imp? I don't know. He's half blind.
The imp, not the elf. Come on. You've known me long enough.
Oh, no. I co-host with an elf yesterday, so my days are kind of misjumbled. You know, forgive me.
Yeah.
On behalf of myself and Caden, we would like to cordially invite everyone to the wedding. Well, tonight it is going to be the, I guess, the bachelor party, Caden. Is that correct?
It was bachelor party.
I think
lovely.
So. I believe that's
when Beatman and Strangleheart's wedding coming up.
Oh.
So tonight is the bachelor party, yes.
Yeah, but Strangleheart made it clear that we could not take Beatman and go see some titties.
That's true.
It's insane to mind it. The meaning's there, but as a rule of thumb, just hum if you're dumb to find it.
Holy fuck for that. Takes practice to get to aim. You have to sort of fucking eyeball it.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way to aim it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We had a hell of a ride, but you thought we were riding to heaven. Well,
denied.
Too tense, gotta rewind it. Hate my brain, but too sane to mind it. The meaning's there, but as a rule of thumb,
denied.
Amadeus style, L.A. style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a...
That...
denied. Denied.
And welcome to the after party. I'm just doing a thing called inviting everybody on. So there's B-Man, there's Judgment, there's, I don't know, Dinky, Mad Cow. I'm going to guess it's Caden Steele with him.
All right.
Hey, sorry I'm late, everybody.
How dare
you? I went to the dentist today, and I passed out afterwards, and, well, my alarm didn't go off.
I had a feeling that's where you were.
Yeah. It's all drugged up.
Yeah.
So thank you for, you know, handling the show. I always love to hear the Misfits come back to radio.
And Count, if you want to talk about next week's, you know, singing, pick an era, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, contemporary.
I think we should do either.
I think y'all should do the 40s.
Oh, I was going to say, we could do glam
the
metal, we can do 60s.
He's a, he
How about 60s or 70s?
60s, 70s, glam metal, you want to do like Mott the Hoople?
No, glam metal from the 80s, or we could
or
do like
hair band.
We could do glam metal from the 80s, like hair metal kind of shit like that. Or we could do 60s or 70s, kind of like bluegrass rock and all that, like, you know, kind of like Bob Dylan or kind of that genre.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, I could sing like
the bluegrass
the
folks.
And the grassroots and like those kind of 60s bands or
yeah.
like 70s poppier stuff.
I'll even include the Beatles if you want to sing a Beatles song, you know.
You want to do bubblegum? You want to do bubblegum pop? Corny shit like sugar.
honey,
you
honey.
Do that
exactly.
That would be hilarious.
I
want to
hold your hand.
Well, that's the Beatles. That has some quality to it. I mean, shitty like bubblegum pop.
Oh, you mean
like
shit, shit? You mean like, oh.
Like,
okay.
It's magic. You know. That corny shit.
Okay, we'll have to talk about songs, and that sounds like a great idea. We can just
yeah.
do horrible 60s, 70s music.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe even 50s, if we can find some anything in that genre.
Yeah, just no doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show night. I'll have to just stay on all night.
If we ever, hey, you ever do a Rocky Horror Picture Show, I am in.
Well, we're going to do
you.
A...
He tried to catch me out last time because he knows I'll sing
along. We're
going to
do a new musical.
Yeah, I tried to get you last time, Matt.
Shit.
I played Time Warp and Steve could sing along.
Maddie's going to sing with me on the new
Maddie
musical.
Maddie is not going to sing. You
know
what
Mad Cow's going to do, Judgment?
What's up?
You know what Mad Cow's going to do? She's going to sing a duet with Leia, and it's going to be Leia and Mad Cow, and it's going to be one of the most magical experiences you're ever going to experience.
No
it's
one.
Should be like riding a ride at Disney.
But yeah, I'm not recording it, so you will never hear it unless you're there, and I will be, so, you know. I don't share. Oh, by the way, whoever was messing with the songs, that was fucking hilarious. I think it was you, Judgment.
We all know it's fucking Judgment every time.
It was B-Man.
Who was it?
I will admit it was me cutting off Amadeus. Oh. Fuck.
Well, I figured I would mess with you guys. I was like, well, I played four other songs. I'm just going to play Amadeus style. Have some fun with it.
That was funny. CB man, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I was playing the music. I was getting sound effects. So every time I was just changing the songs.
While you're doing that, I was changing my pants.
I know. Mad Cow has the same effect. Mad Cow used to have an effect on me before I went to this place that taught me self-control and restraint.
Self-control and restraint? Fuck that. Let it go. That's what I do.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh my
Let
God,
it blow.
No.
Let her blow me.
Let
her blow me.
Let it blow. Let it
oh,
blow.
Oh, everybody's fucking pumping. Misfits are in the chat, man.
Misfits.
What is it tonight? Everybody's freaking out with us over there.
Everybody's so fucking pumped over there. Everybody's pumped in this one. Jesus.
I booted Tank Girl the last 10 minutes.
She needed it.
She was muted for most of it anyway. Oh, you mean from the chat as well?
No, from the chat. I gave Leia a hug and she super kicked me. And I'm like, yo, get the fuck out. Bye.
Oh, damn.
She was being a bitch. Like, immediately I freaking called her out on the whole Maddie issue. And I'm like, I was gone 9 months. You got something to say about that? Because I was on radio. And she didn't say a fucking word. I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
backpedaling
as
usual. Typical tank. Go fucking cry. Go into a fucking hole.
I'm
muted up.
Well, tomorrow's going to be fun if I can get Shell to let me. Because I had a little thing for Tank Girl. But since my manager passed out, and well, his computer shut off while he was sleeping, so I lost my whole promo I was going to say about her. And so I'm frustrated about it. I had a little candygram for her. And I'm very sad. I'll have to read it tomorrow. Hope she enjoys it.
Well, I mean, with you not being there, I nearly held back and not. Had my little speech about being at radio, but as soon as I had all the misfits there, I thought, nah.
How dare you go to radio? You don't even play the game anymore. What are you, like, B-Man, Caden Steele? Like, what are you doing? Why are you coming to radio? don't fucking give a shit.
I should be banned from radio.
Now, if you're banned from the game and you go to a game show and you start talking about the game, that's when I'll say something. But if you're not banned and you just choose to leave and you want to go to a radio show, because why the fuck not? You have free choice, free will.
Well, that's what I say. Just because I'm not playing the game doesn't still mean I don't have friends that play the game.
She has personality, people. She has a character.
Am I not meant to spend time with my friends? Just because I'm
not
playing?
Wait. Everybody,
if you stab me, do I not
Matt Cal thought we were friends.
Really, Cal? You tried to say we're not?
No, I'm just fucking with you. We're great friends.
Hey, guys, for everybody listening, I'm going to be for everybody still on in the after party here. I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow night at After Hours with Shell. Amadeus is going to be gone.
Yes, you're the co-host.
Be a good show. I'm going to be doing color work. Razor's going to be kind of co-hosting, and I'm filling in as an asshole in between.
Well, yeah, I want you to know that I will be there.
I will
yeah.
only be there if
I'll be back. I gotta go.
Remembers to send me the link for this week.
I will give you the link if I'm, you know, not sleeping in like
yeah,
I did today.
Wake the fuck up. Get over there.
Yeah. With me not being in the game, I only make sure if people send me the link, so...
I'll send
guys,
you the scene tomorrow.
I'm going to go listen to this BOV show.
Yeah, I'm going to go to BOV too, so thanks for coming to keep the count. Hey, B-Man, thank you for keeping it running. Mad Cow, thanks for, you know, keeping them entertained. I apologize for all the perverted jokes you had to, you know, endure tonight.
I was a misfit. I'm used to them.
Oh, I know you are. But next week, Friday...
Maddie's been dealing with getting hit on for fucking 4 years, okay? She's dealt with my tit jokes for 3 of them.
I'm aware, B-Man. Stop hitting it, it's a dead horse. Shh, go back to sleep.
Her tits are not a dead horse.
No, they're alive and thumping.